Chaz and AJ News.
Really excited to talk to this guy right here.
I can tell.
Yeah. Brent Smith from Shinedown. Good morning.
What's going on, guys?
Hello, hello.
What is happening?
Hey. Yeah.
We were just talking about lighting things on fire, and we thought, well, let's talk to Brent because he was on fire on stage.
Right.
So.
He's like, thanks.
What on earth are you talking about? Whatever could you mean?
No.
The only thing I wonder is, was it during the song Pyro that you got lit up by Pyro?
Was it during the song Pyro? No, it wasn't during the song Pyro.
Okay.
That would have been more apropos, but yeah. No.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting. I don't speak about it, but I'll speak about it now.
I'm sorry.
No. There's been enough time that's passed. You know, when something like that occurs, the last thing you do in entertainment is draw any kind of attention to it. You know, the show must go on.
Right.
And the unique thing about that moment was, first of all, it was my fault. I wasn't paying attention to where the units were because the stage that we have for that particular tour, all the pyrotechnics were underneath the grating of the stage, so it was all hidden.
Like a broiler.
So,
perfect.
Yeah. So we did tons of prep. And at, you know, rehearsals, you're a little bit more in a situation, in an environment that you can control. You have to remember, when you put yourself in front of an empty arena when you're rehearsing, it's going to be different when you fill that arena up with 15,000 people. Adrenaline's going, excitement's going. Sometimes you miss your footing on certain things. You can rehearse and rehearse and rehearse, but when it's time to perform, if you're not really, really aware of your surroundings, funky things can happen. But I just stepped in the wrong place, man. And it was the first song at the beginning of the tour last year. We took Diamante and the Pretty Reckless out. It was in Spokane, and it was the first show of the tour. It was the first song, and I just stepped in a place that I wasn't supposed to step in, and I had a big giant fireball come up underneath me and light me up.
Whoa. Jesus, and, man.
Yeah, the good thing was is that I sweat like right out of the gate.
Nice.
You put yourself out.
He's got his own extinguisher system.
You kept yourself once.
Yeah, man.
That's good. And the pee probably helped too.
That is awesome.
Yeah. The back half of the song, we were almost done with the song too. And so like when it happened, I went back to the drum riser and the lights go out and everything. And I remember grabbing Barry's light that's like near his snare drum, and Zach was to my right. And I grabbed the light and put it under my face. And I go, is my face messed up? And Zach's like, no, you're good. And I was like, all right, cool, let's go. And
Damn.
I got lucky, actually.
That's badass.
Just saying, queen.
But, I wouldn't recommend it to anybody.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
And so is that an automatic thing that just goes off? Or if someone's, does someone press the button? Like if they see you're in the wrong spot, could they say, oh, well, we're
not
going
to,
we're not hitting the button.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing about it was our pyro company, first of all, we've been with them for 15 years and they're extraordinary. Again, I will say, you know, that was my fault. That was not our shooter's fault.
Right.
And where this stage is and how this stage is designed, it's not a traditional stage where it's like horizontal. So the stage is actually one big thrust. So it's almost like being in the round. At the far end point, you're almost to where like front of house is or the center of the arena. And so as I moved back where I wasn't supposed to be, he couldn't see me.
Right.
Ow.
And,
Mr. Mark. Yeah.
Ow. Right.
Mr.
And then,
Mark.
Yeah. And then there's another guy.
Everything went wrong.
There's another guy that's at the front that's calling if he should shoot or not. But he was distracted. And it was just one of those things that happened, man.
It's, you know? I don't want to say a comedy of errors, but everything that could go wrong went wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. The best part about it was that when I was at the drum riser and the lights went down, there was, the people to my left, because, you know, the guys in the band, you know, Barry and Zach and Eric, they're like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And I'm like, let's go. Let's keep moving.
And you're still playing?
It was hysterical to me because there was a guy, I could hear him in my inners yelling at me, going, hey, Brent. And I'm like, yeah. And it's just some guy, just fans off to the left. And he's like, you're doing fine. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Keep going.
You're on fire, man. You're good.
Yeah.
You're medium well.
You're hot.
The best thing in the world because, like,
smoking.
And then from every other song, that same guy would keep yelling at me, you're doing great, Brent.
Oh, that's great.
Nice. The encouragement. Brent Smith, lead singer, Shinedown on Shinedown, playing Friday, April 7th at the Total Mortgage Arena in Bridgeport.
Awesome.
The Revolution Live Tour. We're very excited about this, man. We're
cool.
Really lucky to have you guys coming.
Very cool.
So are we, man. We are bringing you one of the biggest stage shows. I know for a fact that's going to be out there this year of any style of music or artist or what have you. We've gone really, really deep into this production. Very excited to have a brand new band with us called From Ashes to New. And, you know, to be able to bring our dear friends in 3 Days Grace.
Ooh,
cool. It's basically...
That's a show, man.
Yeah.
That's a show.
Yeah, 10 years
show.
From... 10 years from when we, 10 years ago, we toured together for the very first time. And that was actually when Matt had become the singer for 3 Days Grace. And just to be able, you know, a decade later, to be able to go back out again together, you know, the two bands that actually hold the record for the most number ones on the mainstream and active rock chart in the United States. It's just going to be a really, really fun tour. It's going to be a great night. And, you know, a lot of number one songs, man. We're honored to be able to do it.
I got to tell you, the amount of number one songs you have and the amount of chart success is pretty incredible. Like, you guys are on one hell of a run.
Nice.
Really.
Yeah, it's a little astonishing, man. It's still something that does not fall short on me. I give all of that to the fan base, though, whether they've been there from the beginning or they're just finding out who we are. I mean, we're a band that's always been very focused on not writing the same record over and over again, and we do our best to not write the same song twice. Our audience from a global standpoint has always allowed us to evolve. They've always allowed us to, you know, be artists and songwriters and talk about what we know in the material and how we present ourselves to the public. You know, the whole reason we're here is not only because of you guys and terrestrial radio, because you're a huge factor in our career and our success. So thank you guys for playing the music and bringing it to the people.
Well, it's very easy.
Overall,
it's good music.
Man.
Exactly, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's hard when we're playing crappy music.
Right. Yep. That part's a tough
which thing. We don't do. Other stations.
Well, I'll place you.
Brent Smith from Shinedown's on. We're linked up to their show Friday, April 7th at Total Mortgage Arena in Bridgeport. It's on a Friday night. What do you like to eat? We'll bring you over something good. What do you guys
man,
like?
What is the town?
New Haven
town
Pizza.
All right, so there's pizza. There's good steak in Bridgeport, but you don't eat on the day of show, right?
Oh no! I eat. I have to give myself 3 hours before I perform.
Okay, really. Okay.
He stays away from barbecue these days.
actually,
he makes it on stage.
I'll be honest with you, man. Like, I'm a massive fan of barbecue. If you've got good barbecue, you can bring that, and we'll be best friends for a long time.
All right. We're going to set you up.
Okay, cool.
We're going to set you up with good barbecue.
That would be awesome.
I read somewhere that you have this really long pre-show ritual day where you wake up around noon, you drink like a gallon and a half of water.
Oh, boy. With that pee a lot. Don't even sweating.
That's why he's sweating.
But he goes,
that saved his life. Now.
That's a built-in defense mechanism.
The sprinklers
are working. I know.
Great.
I have to wear all my clothes are Cold Wick Under Armour.
That's funny.
Yeah. Bring us through that day a little bit, if you could. You wake up around noon, drink a lot of water.
Well, that's just a normal day when we're on tour. So we run everything. You know, we are the youngest member of our band is Zach Myers, who turns 40 this year. And so we're in our early to mid 40s. And the fact of the matter is we're very physical. So we run everything when we're on tour kind of like the military in a way. We have a great time. We have a lot of fun, but we have to be conditioned a certain way because of the way that we perform on stage. We're not mannequins. We don't stand there. It's a very, very intense show.
Right.
So we're just conditioned a certain way when we're out there. So, you know, my average day is I'm up around noon, because I'm not going to sleep until usually 4 a.m., 5 o'clock in the morning.
I hear you.
Is usually when I go to sleep. Sometimes it's a little earlier if I have to be up the next day a bit early. But I'm up at noon, eat, make sure I get some form of a light breakfast, early lunch. And then at 4 o'clock, I'm in one of the semis. We gut a semi on, we run with anywhere between 10 to 12, trucks on this particular tour. So we'll pull one truck in and then gut it. And then we turn it into what we call the yard. And so the yard is like, there's heavy bags in there, resistance bands, dumbbells. There's two ellipticals.
Okay. That's cool.
One treadmill.
Gym, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we turn it into a gym.
Cool.
It is really like the military.
Like Venice Beach in the parking lot.
Kind of, but way sexier.
Yeah.
And
there's a whole subset on social media of influencers that do this now with vehicles. You guys would tear them to pieces. It'd be awesome.
That is cool.
That'd be the best.
Yeah.
But, you know, long or the short of it is I work out by 4 o'clock. My workouts are usually between an hour and an hour and a half. I need to eat by 6 o'clock. Because we're normally on stage anywhere between like 8:50 or 9 o'clock. I need the 3 hours because my instrument is internal. Like I can't plug it up or,
right.
you know, grab
right.
a stick.
Exactly.
You know, to play.
Right.
So that usually, you know, eat by 6 and then on stage at 9 and get done with that. Cold shower at the end, wake up the next day and do it all over again.
See, this is, we just heard the reason for your live success.
Yeah.
Because you take it very seriously.
A lot goes into
you
it.
Understand fans are paying money. They're coming out. They want a show. You're going to give them the best damn show possible. And you're going to commit your entire day,
yep.
not just the time on stage, but your entire day
That's awesome.
To bring it.
That's awesome.
Cool.
It really yeah. is. And it's the other thing, too, when you're out there also, you know, for people that are listening that, you know, maybe you're in a band or they've just started touring or they're looking for a future in touring and what have you. Yes, it can be fun. You know, my granny has always told me, you know, find something that you love more than anything in the world in your life that wants to, you know, that you want to represent and work for a living and find whatever that is that you really, really love and you'll never work a day in your life. To a point, that's true. But also we have a responsibility because you're 100% correct here, you know, especially now. It's extremely expensive for people to make a decision to go out and to go watch a show. So, you know, it's getting a babysitter if you got kids. It's, you know, getting to the venue and then you have surcharges with the tickets and then you have parking. And then when you go inside, it's like if you want something to drink or you want something to eat, the concessions are expensive. Do you want a T-shirt? You know, all of these things add up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the last thing that we are ever going to do is phone anything in. So it's we're there to give you the night of your life that you pay, you know, that you paid for, you know, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Brent Smith is on Shinedown. We're linked up. They're coming to Total Mortgage Arena in Bridgeport on April 7th. We'd love to have you back a couple times before then, if possible. But I wanted to talk to you about Simple Man and your decision to do that song. There's a personal connection from the band to Skynyrd.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, losing Gary this week has been really difficult for everyone. He had been ill for a while, but, you know, I've had the fortune and the luck of knowing the Skynyrd family and the honor of knowing Gary and everyone involved. So obviously it was sad news, you know, but we know they're all together now and, as they would put it, you know, they're in heaven praying, you know, playing really pretty for everybody. But it has been kind of emotional this week in regards to just the connection to the family and everyone, you know, Gary being the last original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. But what happened with Simple Man was, in a way, almost Shakespearean. You know, it's such a long story that I need to try to condense it here the best way I can. When I arrived in Jacksonville, at the beginning of the early 2000s, where the band is formed, Shinedown, the estate is in Jacksonville, Florida. That's where the band was formed. I had been welcomed into the Skynyrd family, and I had run out of money at a certain point in time with my second contract with Atlantic Records, and Judy Van Zandt, who is Ronnie Van Zandt's widow, down there, I had to go back home, and she was like, well, what do you need to stay down here and to keep working and to keep demoing and things of that nature? And I said, Judy, I can't ask you for money. Like, I can't do that. And she goes, well, just tell me what you need. And I was like, I just need a place to stay. Like, I can't pay for the hotel anymore. So she housed me for free for an entire year. She had a house. She works in, you know, she's got a lot of real estate in Jacksonville, what have you. So she gave me this pool house basically that had no furniture in it or nothing like that, but it was a place to stay. And so she housed me for a year. And I remember telling her, I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to pay you back. I'm going to pay you back for this. And she's like, you don't owe me anything. So when we got out on the road, at the beginning of Shinedown's touring career, for whatever reason, she owned a club in Jacksonville along with her daughter, Melody Van Zandt. And so I sang her Simple Man one night as just a gesture and a thank you and what have you. And at the time, we were on the road with a band called Three Doors Down. And so we went to that tour, and we happened to be in a radio station in Boston called WAAF. And so that week, they were having the artists that were come in play their own songs live on the air, but if you knew a cover, play a cover. And they somehow got me to do Simple Man. And the thing that was interesting was I was nervous because I had learned the song previously to play it for Judy, but then I never thought I'd sing it ever again. And but they got me to do it live on air. Fast forward 6 weeks later, we come back to Boston to WAAF, and this is early days of MP3s. This is the early day of like streaming. And so on their website, they had recorded us when we performed it. And so they put it on their website. And when we got back to the station, they go, we need to show you something. And so they showed us how many people had downloaded the song on their website in that 6 week period of time since we had performed it, and it was over 500,000 times.
Wow.
Whoops.
And that's awesome.
This is good.
So finish it up. Went to Sanford, Florida. We cut the song in three takes. We stripped it on the record, re-released the record with a couple of extra tracks and with the original content on the album Leave a Whisper, which actually turns 20 years old this year, May 27th, which is crazy. Stripped it on the record, re-released the album. At the time, Judy Van Zandt owned 51% of the Lynyrd Skynyrd catalog and the publishing. And then obviously we released it as a single. I remember looking at her and seeing her, about 6 months after he had been on the air, and it was like number one, and it was this huge thing. But because she owned the publishing, or 51% of the publishing, I remember looking at her and going, I told you I'd pay you back.
Yeah, there you go. You're welcome.
What a beautiful story.
Yeah, man.
What a beautiful story.
And I got nothing but love for that family. They are some of the most endearing and wonderful. And I owe a lot to Judy. I really, really do. I owe a lot to Judy Van Zandt. She was extremely instrumental at the beginning of my time in Jacksonville, Florida, and just everybody involved with Lynyrd Skynyrd and just the families. They're wonderful, wonderful people.
Now, was Melody Van Zandt dating or married to Jason?
Original guitar player in the band. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So it's a real connection.
Yeah.
Family. Beautiful connection. Well, man, we're really looking forward to your show in Bridgeport.
Yep.
We're going to get you some good barbecue. We hope to have you back on before the show. You can come in studio if you want that morning.
Yeah, man, we'll figure something out, man.
Okay, very good.
Absolutely.
Brent Smith, Shinedown.
I appreciate you guys, man. Thanks for giving me the time today, and thanks for supporting the music and the band. We can't wait to play for you guys.
Oh, we can't wait to hear you. Thank you, Brent.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
You too. Brent Smith, Shinedown.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.